Vayter in Shasper in Gedushin Daf Samach Beis, picking it up four lines down, second word in line, continuing our discussion of Rabbi Meir versus Rabbi Chanina as for whether or not you need it tonight. Kafa. Rabbi Meir says you need to double it up. Rabbi Chanina says you don't. We're in the middle of a back and forth of certain psukim and explained how it works for both. Now we continue. Bishlam Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel, who says that you do not have to kafa, you don't have to double up. Hanuch Siv. Now it makes sense when it says Im Lo Shachav Ish Osach. This is talking about the sota of a man that had not been with this woman. Vim Lo Satis Tuma Tachas Ishech. And if you've not strayed in tumah under your husband, then hinaki, then you will be clean from these waters, and you will not be, you know, get the you won't get the curses from the drinking the meisota. So that seems to only go in one direction. Doesn't do a double whammy over there. Rashi does point out that we're talking about that there's different curses that are being said, and although it does seem to double up, not in each one of them. It's only one and then another, but it doesn't put them together. So that kind of works within the word of Chanina. What about Rimeir? El Rimeir, Chinki mi ba'ele. It should have said the word Chinki, which means that you will choke. It says hinaki, you will be clean, but it should have then said in the opposite will be, and if not, then you will choke. But it didn't do that, must be you don't have to double up. What's he gonna say? Amar Rav Tanchum, he explains hinaki ksiv. It's written hey nun kuf yud, when it should have been hey yud nun kuf yud. And the fact that it's missing the yud is that we dash in hinki can hinaki can be read as chinki, therefore you double up over there that it is a tanai kafel. So the Gemara says, "Bishlam Rabbi Meir Heinrich Siv Hinaki." That's why it says Hinaki. Hello, Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel. Lamely, why do you have to read it like that? You should read through the Yudin. You would have been fine. She's going to Itzrich. You have to read it like this. I would have thought that the Shavua is that's being said to the Sotir is Im Lo Shachav Ish Hinaki. If you were not with another man, then you will be clean. V'im Shachav. But if you did, then you wouldn't be clean, but you also wouldn't be choked. Eli Isur Balma, just an Isser. Kamashmal, and therefore Hinaki Chinki is teaching us that no, don't think you're off the hook, but you don't need a Tanai Kafel. Next, Bisham Lurimei Harnach Sivin, someone who says, Hu Yischatava Bayom Ashishi Yom Ashvi Yitar. That says that this is talking about a person who's getting spritz mit the Efer Parah, Parah Duma, the Mechatas on day 3 and day 7. That's what has to happen. V'im lo yischata, and if he doesn't get sprinkled on, then he does become Torah. We see Tanai Kafel straight up. Hello, Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel. Let me have to double it up. Must be you have to double up. What are you going to say to that? It's going, no, it's trich. You really need the second part. Kesakat HaChemin, I would have thought, mitzvah hazah b'shishu b'shvi. Ideally, do it on day 3 and day 7. V'hecha da'avid b'chad minaya. But if you did it on one of them, on day 3 or day 7, then avid, that would be enough. It'd be good. Kamash malan. Therefore, it's coming to teach you by quote-unquote doubling up that it's got to be on both of them. But don't think that it means that it's a Tanai Kafel. Next, v'hiza. The Gemara does ask, though, that was found in Perek Yutes Pasuk Yud Beis, I believe. Now we're skipping seven Pasukim later. It seems to double up the same words. Why do I have to say the third and seventh day? We already said it six, seven Pasukim earlier. It's Gemara Itzrich. This is an end of the point here. Do it on day 3 to exclude day 2. You can't do it a day before 3. And you have to do it on day 7. You can't do it day 6. You can't do it earlier. To come a ma'id, be made tahara. Because if you did it earlier, then it would hold back from the being purified. It's got to be the amount that we said. Let's see you did in day 3 and day 8. In other words, you extended. You're extending these days of Tara. Maybe that works. Kamash Malan. Then for the double pasuk says a second time, a few psukim later, to come and teach you, no, it's got to be in day 3 and day 7, Dafka. Okay, and now it says, V'chit'o bayom ha-shvi lamali. Why do I need the pasuk to say, and he'll purify himself on day 7, right? This also is not teaching anything new over here. That's already said that this person is Tameh, has to go through some day 3 and day 7, it'll be tar. Itzrich. Kasaka the man would have thought, Hani mili lekachim. That which you have to do the double whammy, double spritzing, that's with kachim. Avala truma, bechad nami sagya. On truma, even if it's only one, it'd be enough. Kamashmal, it's got to be two on truma as well. Zogden ex Mishnah. Now we're going to talk about something known as Davar Shalom Bali Olam, something that has yet to have come into the world, whether or not that can be affect something. Here we go. Hamakana is just an Isha. Someone goes to marry a woman, Vami says, Kasavar Isi Shi Kohenis. I thought, oh, sorry, this is not Davar Shalom Bali Olam, my bad. This is something known as Dvarim Shabalev. Things in the heart are not words. Kasavar Isi Shi Hi Kohenis. I thought she was a Kohenis, Vari Levi. She turned out to be a Levi. Levi Vari I thought that she was a Levia, and it turns out that really she's a Kohenis. Ania Varia Shira, I thought she's poor, she's rich, or the flip, Ashira Varia Ania. Harezi Mekudeshes, Pabnei Shalo Hitatu. This is married because there was no trick that happened over here. Says Rashi, Ella, who hit us at me? He tricked himself. They gave it a little parish, Lav Kol Kamei Da'avad Lu Devarim Shavalev, and since he didn't explain himself what he wanted at the time, therefore it doesn't matter because it's not considered, because it's Devarim Shavalev, it doesn't work. Now we go into what he said before, Davish Shalom Be'olam. How am I leashed if someone says to a woman, Arim Agudash is Liachosh, Shed Esgayer, be married to me after I convert? It's a guy. So he gives him money and says, this money should work for after I convert. Oh, Lachosh, this guy, she's a goita, and after you go and convert. Lachosh, after I become free, or Lachosh, Tishachri, or you become free. This is a Evid Ivri and a Shivcha, Evid Kenani and a Shivcha Kenanis. So they're not Jewish. Lachosh, Yomos Balech, or this guy sees a woman who's married and says, take this money, be married to me within after your husband dies. Or Lachosh, Thomas, Achosech, or he's married to a sister. We know if a guy marries a woman, he's not allowed to marry the sister unless the woman dies. Even if they get divorced, they're allowed to unless they die. So Lachish Thomas al Chosech after your sister dies, or Lachish Yachos Lachivemich, she's Zakuk Yavam, her husband dies, she's waiting to go to the brother. After you go and you do Chalitza to your Yavam, and anyway, that's just is not married because all these things are just the Havali Dvarm Shalbali Olam, these are things that haven't come to the world yet. Akshavim Yodalakach, it's on your hands, you're able to go marry to her, therefore it's no good. Vichain is similarly, Omer Chavir, some says to his friend, in Yobda Ishachan, a cave, region, Gadashis Lee, if your wife gives birth to a daughter, I want to be married to her. Anim Gadashis doesn't work, Dvarm Shalbali Olam. Im Haisa, okay, yeah, that's that. Zok the Heilige Gemara, Tenana, some of a Mishnah in Trumos. Ain't Tarim in a Talos al Mechobar. You can't take off Truma on something which is removed, which is separate to something that's attached. Something that's attached to the ground, you can't take off Truma for it because it's not ready to be taken off. Vim Tarim, if you did it, Ain't Truma. So Truma, the Truma is not Truma. It's not Dovish, it's Dovish Shaloba Leola, but it doesn't exist yet. Bo'amini Ravasi Rav Yochan, can we ask the following question? Omar, if somebody says, Peros Aruga Zu Talusha, Tulushim you truma al perish aruga zumi chaparim. Let's say the fruit that are picked in this row should become truma for those that are attached in the other row. Perish aruga zumi chaparim you truma al perish aruga zu tulushim, or the opposite, the ones that are bechubar should be truma for those that are talush. Lichashi yitalshu, when you will then take off the truma, when you will then separate it, venitalshu, then you separate it. Mao, what's going to be the din? Do we say the suffer shall be elma if it doesn't work, or maybe not? Amar lei, he says back to him, kol shabi yado lavkach mechusam maisadami. Anything that is in your hands to do this, it's not going considered b'chusar ma'aseh, and therefore it would work. Since you can right now go and pick it, therefore itaka does work. Hey, so he fragged the Gemara Kasha. Omer Isha, guy says to a woman, Harei Mekudesh is Leachosh, this guy Leachosh, this guy Leachosh, this Shtachre Leachosh, this Shkachri Leachosh, Shamas Baalech Leachosh, Shamas Ochoseich Leachosh, Yachlos Leich Yimineich. Yivameich Eina Mekudesh is not married. Bishlam Mekul, understand, but most of those cases is not going to work because Labiyodo is not in his hands to decide whether or not this woman's going to be Jewish or not going to be Jewish or going to be freed or not. El Ger, Habibiyodo, but if the guy himself is a Ger, it's in his hand to go ahead and to do it, in which case, why shouldn't it work? So there's a Kashan Rabbi Yochanan, and says, no, Ger Nami Labiyodo is on his hand. You know why? It's not up to 100% in his hands. Some Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Beep, turn the page. Samach Beis, Amabeis, Ger, Tzarech, Lo Shlosha. He needs to have three people. Rashi says, Shlosha Yisraelim, Shiniskakim Lo Lach Bilo. He has to do the tefillah in front of them, Aldiyah, Mitzvos, Mitzvos, Kalas, Tel Shar, and Mitzvos, V'chamuros, Kedah, Amri Vim, like we say in the Gemara Yavam, of Vem Zayin. And my time, what's the reason? Mishpat, because it says the word Mishpat over there, Mishpat Echad Yeh Lechem Keger Kezrach. And Kedin is just like Din. So therefore, Mi Yemer, the Mistak Kulei, Handi Tosa, who says that he's going to be able to get these three people? Therefore, it's not really in his hands, and we don't, Rav Yochanan's still alive. But I would ask a kash again, maskil for Rabba Ramamal, Elameyata. If you want to say that someone who has the ability to do something, then it's not a problem with Avishal B'Yolam, then Hanos and Pruta, the Shivcha Savam, I say he gives a Pruta to his Shivcha, his non-Jewish maidservant, Harea, and he says, Harea Mekudesh Shasli, L'achosh She'esh Tachrirech, until you'll be my wife, after I go and I free you. Hachanami, because you want to say it's Kedushin. Yeah, you want to say that it's Kedushin because he has the ability of now being freeing her, but the Mishnah seems to say that it's actually not the case. Rashi says, "Hol b'yado l'shichka l'kachra," he can go and do it.
Says the Gemara, no, Hachi Hashta, Hasa Meikar Behema. There, she was considered like a Behema. Rashi explains that Meikar Behema, Hashta Das, well, the first of Gemara, Hasa Meikar Behema, Hashta Das Acheris. It's really like an animal. Rashi says, Hilkach Ein Chuser Maisa Gadol Mizeh. There's no greater one than that. And now she's considered Das Acheris. Before, she didn't have a choice, whatever. Now she does, in which case, it's not, that there's under the reason. Really, Rav Yochanan is still okay. We still go on the kashas. You are going to be married to me after we get divorced, after I divorce you. They're not married. You want to say to Rav Yochanan, it's going to be kiddushin, right? Because really it should be, because it's in his hand to go and divorce her. He says, no. Nahi to be other Lagarsha. It's in his hands to divorce. Abiyad to Lakacha. Is it up to him to marry? Rashi's bit to me. Avachi Biyadu Lakacha. Migershano. Shamalot to Sratsa Bikidusha. Maybe she won't want the marriage. You're forced on your hand. And Rav Yochanan Shtiko is still good. Now we want to say, maybe Tifsha to Dabai Rav Oshaya. Maybe this idea that we've learned will answer up a question that Rav Oshaya asked. We saw this Gemara back in the Darim. That is, I know since Shtei Prutos, he should give two Prutos to a woman. And he says, Ba'acha Samarla. He says, Iskachali Ayom. They weren't married yet. He says, marry me with this. So Ba'acha Samarla. Iskachali. Marry me after we get divorced with it. Tipshit minad alav kedushin. Let's learn from these halachas we saw so far. This wouldn't be considered kedushin because it's not in his hands and she has the das. Says Gemara, no, not a raya because don't make yehi the tafsi kedushin hashda tafsi na melacherken. In the case we brought was that they're married already and this should be for you after you get divorced. But over here, she's marrying him with one of them. Maybe then the other one is also going to take effect as well. If we wouldn't have an answer. Tanya kava say the Rav Yochanan. We have a braisa which supports and backs up Rav Yochanan. That if it is in your hands to go and do something, then even if it's davar shel bali olam, it's still considered like it's bali olam. It's not mechusar. We're good. So ain tamin in lechosh lemechubar ve'im tara min shumas truma. Okay, it's that house. So amar peris aruga zut lushim yuhu. Peris aruga zut lushim yuhu truma al peris aruga zut mechubar. So these cut fruits, they're already picked, should be for the ones that are not yet picked, peiros haruga zu mechuberes, your truma peiros haruga zu tulushin, or the flip, the ones that are mechuber for those that are not mechuber. Lor meklumin say anything doesn't work. Aval amar lichashi yitalshu, but if he says when it will be picked, and then when they're picked, devarv kayamim, they do work. That backs up Rabbi Yochanan. Now we see that Rabbi Yochanan says that if something is biyadcha, hoy biyadcha, na 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 na, then you have the ability of doing something. Davar shel bali olam is not going to get in the way from it. Now we're going to see someone who says, no, even if it's not biyadcha, it's still going to work. Yasser al ken amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, afilu amar, peris aruga zu tlushin, yutruma al peris aruga zu mechuberes, al peris aruga zu mechuberes, yutruma al peris aruga zu tlushin. And in both cases, he says that the truma should go and work, should come into effect when the stuff that's attached grows to a third of the size and is then picked, which obviously is not in your control right now. It's never considered tvua. Hold on 1 second. We got ourselves a... Like we learn in Rosh Hashanah, that so it's not even in the world of Chiyav yet, and then it gets, they work. So look how far he goes. Even if it's something which is not biyadcha, still it works. Still, you're able to impact some sort of effect here. It says Rashi, Yosel Ken, feel Masha in Biyadul, because of Adam Maktish Makna Dover Shalom Baliolam, Dishlabel. A person can do something with the Dover Shalom Baliolam. Amar Rabba says, how far does he go with this? Loma Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov, Ella Bishachas. The only time he says this is when they've already grown to a level that could be used b'shachas for food for animals. Rashi Shafa Bishalon Espashalu Hagarinim Shlish, or Afilo Adayin Lo. Lav levu achitim shachas mia havi. I'm sorry. Lo lav levu achitim shachas mia havi v'roi liksor alachil behema. It's gotten to a point for animal food that you can cut it down. Demidi deminkar v'chashavu. It's something recognizable because of chashav. Aval ba'agam, but crops that are in the state of agam. Rasha she'ina elot smachim rakim. They're just like moist vegetation, the coming first, my lotion agam, what's that lotion coming from? Then lo, then it doesn't apply over there. Rash says, the cave into lo chashav, lo chai lalea, shem truma lo afeya. Since it's not chashav, it doesn't have the name of truma on it, lo afeya. Amar, afilu ba'agam, Whoa, he takes it even more than and he says, Rabbi Lesham Yaakov says, it even works by the case of Agam. Now, my mashud hai Agam lisha de vutzlano. How do you know Agam is a lashon of an early part, an early stage of growth? Rashi is the butzlano shu mivatzel ve'ole min ha'aretz v'yesh bo kidei lachuf. There's enough that it can be bent over. V'chavero be'erevin. Lachuf v'chavero be'erevin. Delo if tzul zirta shalo gadol zeres. How do we know that's what it means? Amar Rebbe Lazar, Amar Kra, Halachov ke'agmon rosho. It is to bow his head like a bulrush. The whole pasuk is saying that, pasuk in Yeshaya, and over there, when he uses the word agmon, it's talking about a type of plant that sways in the wind. And over here, that's what the Gemara just says, that the word agmon means to bend or to sway, and therefore it can also explain an early part of its development when it's just enough that it can be bent over if there's some sort of pressure that's put on it. Okay, keman azla hadita wababanya. Who to like whom is going in the following statements of Mishnah? Ha'omer lechaveiro im yalda ishtachan akeva mikudeshesli. If your wife ends up having a baby, then she'll be a girl, then she'll be married to me. Lo Amar Klom, he didn't say anything. Va'amar Rabbi Chanina said, Lo Shon El Shein Ishto Muberes. That's only talking about if the wife is not pregnito. But Aval Ishto Muberes, if the wife is a pregnito, if she's pregnant, then Dvarf Kayamin, then Itaka does work. Kiman, who does that go like? Ikarabba, if you want to say it's going like a rabba, Kishahukar Ubra, then it's talking about when it's recognizable that she's actually pregnito. Because remember, Rabbi explains Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is only when it gets to shachas, when it gets to a point where it's actually animal food, so it got to something that's recognizable. Kishukaribo. Ikar of Yosef, and if it goes like Rav Yosef, Alpha Bishalokaribo, and even when it's in the state of Agam, even if it's not recognizable, it's going to work. V'ikad da'amri amar Rabba, and some say that the machlok stim Rabbi Moshe went like this. Lo, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, ele b'shachas debe kivsha. He only says it's type of crops of this type of animal food that is growing in a field, which Rashi says debe kivsha is sada shel beis habal, shadya be shadaya be mei geshamim. That it's a beis habal. It's talking about a valley, and it has all rainwater that feeds it. Afal b'shachas debe shakya, but if it would be Rashi shel sada beis shlochin, we learned this way back daf beis in Moikata and Beis Hashlochem is on the top of a hill, and Shetzricha Lahashkos Lo Amar De Avida De Pseida Ki Lo Mashka Lo Kedemibay Lo Hilkach Kemisha Lo Ba Li Olam Klalo. But if it would be a field that's needs to be irrigated, Lo, then it doesn't apply, because this stuff that's in that early stage, there's no raya that it's going to get anywhere to even get to the point where it's going to be chayiv in truma, and therefore it wouldn't work. Rav Yosef Amar, Afilu B'Shachas to V'Shakya. He says, even at that stage, where it's in the Rashi's Holvi, Gia L'Klal Shachas, since it gets to Shachas, then that's good enough. Kaman Hazahod the Tanya, from who does it go like the following Tanya, which we switch to Tanan, the following Mishnah. Hamel Chavera, Im Yolda Ishcha Nekeva, B'Kadash Asli, Lo Amar Klumin, say anything. V'Amar B'Chinina, Lo Shanu Elo, She'en Ishtu Mubaris. Avishnu Mubaris, Avar Kayamim, that's going to work. Kaman, who does it go like? Kehuk, Kishahuk, Ar Ubra, V'Divya Kol. Once it's recognizable, then everyone's going to, it's that stage, and everyone's going to be in agreement here. Says Rabba, says Rashi, Divya Kol, Bein the Rabba, Bein the Rav Yosef, Hukar Ubra, Beinan, Dumyo de Shachas. It's got to be a stage of Hukar Ibra, Uber, like Shachas, the Ha Nami, Kishachas, the Vikifsa, who Shagam Ubi de Shamayim, that he got to that stage that it needs to be at. Now, that would mean this, the way we see it here, no one would say this version 2, no one would say it's good by the Agam stage. It's only good when it gets to the Shachas stage. And Rashi points out that even though this type of food over here, Rabba would say, by Truma, reference to the Truma Shtickle that needs to be irrigated, it wouldn't work. This says no Shachas when it comes to the marriage over here of the child that's not born yet, because the baby is by definition, compared to that which there's rainwater, it doesn't need to be irrigated, because just like rainwater, the baby doesn't need anybody to be intervening over here, but rather the whole thing, as like we just said, is gamur b'dei shamayim, and therefore even he would agree that by the baby thing, it would be considered a good marriage. Oh, Amar Abaye. Now we're going to see a bunch of different people, different Tanoim over here that talk about the concept of Davar Shelo Baliyola. Amar Abaye, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Meir, Rebbe, Rabbi Meir, all of them, Kulu Sviru, Sviru Luhu, they all have the opinion. It brings that over here in the Mesorah Shas. It's also Rabbi Akiva is involved in this list. That they have the opinion. Srilu Adam Makna Davar Shelo Baliyola. Rashi says that a person can be Makna, can give over something which hasn't come into the world yet. And Rashi explains Bia Gemura Kihacha Deloi Vishlish, but it's got to have some sort of existence. So Elizabeth Yaakov Hada Amran, that which we already spoke about. Where do we know that Rabbi Chanin, a Rabbi holds that? Rabbi, the Tanya, we're looking at Braisa. Beep, turn the page. Someone give me love. Lo saskir eved el adonav. The pasuk says about an eved that you shall not deliver a slave unto his master who escapes to you from his master. Rabbi Omer belokech eved amanasa shachar el kosam medaber. Rashi says the pasuk is coming to go and speak to Bezin that this slave ran away to force someone about him not to make him into a slave. According to Rabbi's understanding it, we get why the pasuk is calling him a slave, because he wasn't yet freed at the time that he was bought. Hey Chidami, what exactly is the case? Some Rav Nachman Yitzchak could go into Kosav Lei. We're talking about a case where the guy who's buying, he writes to the slave the following thing. When I'm going to buy you, when I'm going to buy you from someone who's going to set you free, then you will be free to yourself from now. Rashi says, Davar Shelo Baliyolamu. Ask us Davar Shelo Baliyolamu. See, Rabbi holds this. Rabbi Meir, we don't know Rabbi Meir holds of this. The Tanya we learned in a braisa, Amelisha. The guy says to a woman, Hariyat Mekudeshes li lachash is gari, you're married to me after I go and convert lachash to gari, after you convert lachash to tishgari, after I'm no longer a slave, lachash to tishtachiri, after you come out of being a slave, lachash yomas balech, after your husband dies, lachash yomas lachazik, so your sister lachash yachos is lachavim beich. Ain't the Mekudeshes, they're not married. Even after that happens, Rabbi Meir Omer, Mikudeshes. They are married. Oh, so you see, clearly holds that Davar Shelo Baliyolam goes and works. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler Omer, Eini Mikudeshes. No, she's not married. Rabbi Huda Anasi Omer, Mikudeshes. That in all these cases, she will be married. Except for two cases, and those two cases are, if he says, you know, I'll be married to you after your husband dies or after the sister dies. Mikudeshes, Ma Tam Amrein Mikudeshes. Why is they say that it's not Mikudeshes? In that case, Mishum Eva. Rashi says, Eva Sachosav, Eva's Baila, Vasha Arek, Rabbi Meir, Svir Lei, Hosek, Rabbi Meir, and the other ones. But these ones, you would say that they're not going to be considered like they're married. And because you and you do that, that's like really not nice. It's going to cause hatred in such a if such a comment was made. V'nachshav nam Rabbi Huda Anasi. Why don't we also include Rabbi Huda Anasi in the list over there that we mentioned before? And that is, Abaye made a list of people who hold the Davar Shelo Baliyolam you can do. You can mak the Davar Shelo Baliyolam. There's only two cases, and those are in Durbana because of Eva. So it's going, Hainu Rabbi, Hainu Rabbi Huda Anasi. What do you mean? They're the same person. So of course he's mentioned in it already. The Nachshav of Nami Rabbi Kiva. Why don't we also put Rabbi Kiva in the list, which he said actually is brought down in a different Gemara. The Tanya Rabbi Kiva holds in the Darim, Konem Shani Osa Leficha. If a woman says to her husband, Konem, my handiwork to you. That means like Konem is like a type of neder. You can't get enough. Rashi says, Maisi Yada Yi Leficha Kehektish. Ein Bayer Letzarech Lahafir. She doesn't have to be made. He doesn't have to be made for it. She ain't Nidara Chal Shari Meshubetheslo. She's Meshubetum, so nice try. It doesn't even work. Ein Sarech Lahafir. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Yafir. He should do it because Shema Tadif Alav. Yaser Minaroilo. Maybe there's a throwback to Nadar. Maybe she's going to produce more than is coming to him, that she has the right to be taken. And therefore, Rashi says, Shema Tadif al Maisi Yadea, Yaser Minaroilo. Fiyosim Mashi Chayevis Lassoslo. Ubiksuvis Aminan Mashi Ma Hi Oselo. Mishkal He Sloim Ste Be Yehuda Shehin Eser Sloim Be Galil. Lachi Asya Adafa Kacha Afagav De Lo Baliolam. Even though that thing doesn't exist at the time the neder was made. So Rabbi Kiva says, clearly, you should be made for that thing, even to Davar Shelo Baliyolam. So why don't we add that? And so the Gemara, Ha'it Marla, because you said that, Amar Avhuna Be'er Yeshua, Be'omeris, Yikotshu Yaddai Le'oseim, Be'adayim Istu Baliyolam. Because the Mishnah says, no, we're talking about a case where the woman says, my hands should be kadosh to the Creator, and therefore you shouldn't get any anah from it. And v'yadayim isubalam, that is something which is in the world, and therefore it's not considered davar shalom b'liolam. That's why we don't mention Rabbi Akiva over here. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.